Our gospel reading this morning comes from the book of John, chapter 6, verses 25 to 35, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus replied, "I assure you that you are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate all the food you wanted. Don't work for the food that doesn't last, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the human one will give you. God the Father has confirmed him as his agent to give life." They asked, "What must we do in order to accomplish what God requires?" Jesus replied, "This is what God requires, that you believe in him whom God sent." They asked, "What miraculous sign will you do that we can see and believe in you? What will you do?" "Our ancestors ate manna from the wilderness, just as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Jesus told them, "I assure you, it wasn't Moses who gave the bread from heaven to you, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. The bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said, "Sir, give us this bread all the time." Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never grow hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. You may be seated. Thanks, Deb. As Joyce said in her opening of the offering song, we are on our second week of three focused on foundational things, the foundations of our faith, things that are core to our beliefs. And of course, last week, you know, we talked about people building their homes on rock as opposed to sand, and that we need a solid foundation spiritually as well, and that Jesus is that rock and that foundation of our faith. Today, we find Jesus using another metaphor. He was always good at using metaphors to help people relate to everyday life and to connect with the people. And today he's using the metaphor of bread. And I brought a couple of loaves of this artisan bread from Food Lion here to just kind of whet our appetites, not only for lunch, but also to think about what Jesus said when he said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." I am the bread of life. You know, Jesus said, "I am this and I am that" 7 times in the Gospel of John. If you read the Gospel of John, you'll find that Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." He also said, "I am the good shepherd." He said, "I am the gate. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the living water. I am the light of the world, the true vine," and I think I covered them all there. The good shepherd, I think I said that. Just as bread, ordinary bread like this hearty bread here, is foundational to a balanced diet, the bread of life is also foundational to our faith, our spiritual life. I want to talk about that a little bit today. In the story that Debbie read for us, we find Jesus being approached by disciples, others, and Jesus has just fed the 5,000, the multitude, just previous to this story. He's also walked on water and shown them that miracle of how he walked on water coming to the disciples in the boat during a storm. They found him now on another shore. And they came running after him, chasing after him, following him, wanting more of that bread that Jesus produced on that hillside, that meadow, when he fed the 5,000. They were looking for more signs, more wonders, more miracles from Jesus. And Jesus said, really, the only thing that is necessary is belief. All you need to do is believe. And, you know, they said, "Give us that bread that Moses gave the Israelites in the wilderness." And Jesus reminded them that it was not Moses that gave them bread. It was God who provided their needs. God saved them, if you will, through the giving of bread. God gave them that sustenance so that they could live. not Moses. So it was not a works-oriented thing, but belief in God. The bread of heaven gives life. And the people said, well, give us this bread. We want to live. And Jesus says, I am that bread. I am the bread of life. Now, when we stop and think of bread, we all probably have bread on our table unless we have a gluten allergy or allergic to gluten products. And there are some among us that are. So bread's probably not on your table. But I would say for 99% of folk here today and in the world probably, bread is a staple on their table, a regular part of their diet. It is one of the basic food groups, and I've got a picture of the food pyramid here in just a second. Here we go. Down at the bottom, we find that the foundation for a balanced meal is what? Bread and grains. Okay? And so we know that bread is part of our nourishment, but not the only thing. Take a look at the other sections above the foundation. What do we see? We see fruits and vegetables. We see meats and fish. And we see dairy products. And we see oils and fats. And all those things make up a healthy, balanced diet. Bread is not the only thing on our tables either. When you go to the restaurant today for lunch, those of you that will go to lunch, and what is usually the first thing they bring you? They bring you a little basket of bread or rolls or biscuits or something to go along with your meal. I'm here today to tell us that bread isn't enough for a balanced diet, and the bread of life is not enough for a healthy, fruitful, vibrant spiritual life either. The title of my message is Jesus is not all we need. Think about that. Jesus is not all we need. I want to challenge our thinking a little bit this morning as we think about what Jesus is showing us in this passage. Could Jesus be suggesting that while faith in him is essential and foundational for salvation, a healthy, fruitful, vibrant spiritual life needs other ingredients as well? Could Jesus be teaching us that today? I say yes. I say there's more needed for a vibrant, healthy, fruitful spiritual life. Please don't misunderstand me. Jesus is necessary for salvation. Jesus, Bible makes very clear that salvation is only available, only through the Son of God, faith in him. That Christ is our all in all. That our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus and his righteousness. That faith in Christ is all we need for salvation. In Christ alone. How many songs have the words, in Christ alone do I stand? Do I trust? We're not talking about salvation, although that is an important part, the most important part of our relationship with God. What we're talking about are the other ingredients that go along with that balanced, healthy Christian life. Today I want to suggest some other ingredients that God has made available to us to have that healthy spiritual life. Some Christians try to live on bread alone. Remember, Jesus said in the wilderness when he was tempted to turn the stones into bread, what did Jesus tell Satan? Man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God, by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You know, there's an old gospel song that says, he's all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He supplies my needs, supply. He satisfies my needs, supply. Jesus is all I need. And that is true. That is absolutely true. Jesus is all we need. I'm reminded of the Beatles song in the 60s. All you need is, all you need is love. All you need. Sorry, got carried away. But I tell folks when they come to me to be married, I tell them you need more than love. Love is not going to cut it. You're going to need, yeah, got a chuckle up here on the front row. Wait a minute, Connie, do we need to talk? No, just kidding. Love is not all we need. We need trust, don't we? We need patience, a lot of patience. We need to know that marriage involves sacrifice and putting the needs of others before our own, so forth and so on. It goes on and on and on. There's so much more than love that's needed. In the same way, we need more than just the fact that Jesus is our salvation to live the Christian life. Yes, Jesus is our hope. Yes, Jesus is our rock. But there's other things that go along with it. Not that our hope is in these things, don't get me wrong. But the fact remains is that there are other things that are part of our Christian life. If we really think about what Jesus said and that he is the bread of life, then we can begin to see that Jesus never intended to be all that we would ever need. Let me qualify that. Because I know there's some of you looking at me like real funny right now. They're saying, preacher said Jesus wasn't all we needed. There's something else for salvation. That's not what I'm saying. Bear with me. Hear what the reader of Hebrews says. Chapter 10. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another all the more as you see the day approaching. What do you hear in that statement from Hebrews? What do you hear? One another. Encouragement. Fellowship. Meeting together. That is part of our Christian faith, is the church. The church is necessary. The gathering together of God's people. What is the book of Acts all about? The birth of the church and how the church just exploded after Pentecost and became the body of Christ.